I think virtually all economists think tariffs in general are a bad idea. The thing that didn't come out in the campaign, unfortunately, is that tariffs aren't imposed or paid directly by the exporting country. Tariffs are paid by the importer, in this case, the purchasers in America. And normally, they will pass on those increases in cost to the customers. That's why you read in the paper or hear from most economists that tariffs end up raising the prices for consumers, at least on the goods that the tariffs are on. The other thing which the president of Mexico and also Trudeau said today is that they will retaliate. So they will impose tariffs, which will additionally raise the prices of the goods we buy from Mexico and Canada. We don't totally know what the president will actually do as opposed to what he says, but if he follows through, it's a terrible idea, and especially for California, where Mexico is one of our two leading trade partners, China being the other. There may be an individual industry in America that could be helped, but in general, it's just a terrible idea.
Yeah, you anticipated my next question, because California is heavily involved in trade with the Pacific Rim, and particularly like Japan and China. Could this set off a trade war in the Pacific?
Possibly. For all the bluster, things never quite end up quite as scary as they sound now. Listeners should know one thing, that we get a lot of trade through the ports in Southern California and through the airports in the Bay Area and Southern California, and they will be affected by a trade war if there is less trade coming in, whether it's tariffs or a pull-out trade war. The airports and the ports and the associated jobs and revenue will be hit also. We are more at risk than, as you said, other states, because Canada, Mexico, and China are important trade partners for California.
And could this also hurt American companies' ability to sell their goods in these markets, you know, thereby affecting things like jobs and things like that as well?
Well, the theory is that the prices on imported goods go up, and some American companies can sell products now because the tariffs have made the prices of imported goods really high. But most of the important stuff we don't produce here. China took over most of the apparel trade 20, 30, 40 years ago. I don't think there's very much domestic washing machine production, and if it is, it's not as technologically advanced as China. So sure, there may be an industry that gets to sell some more because of the tariffs, but remember, the basic point is that the tariffs will raise the cost on most products for most Americans.
Now, I was going to ask you, high tech is one of our major industries here in California, and in Silicon Valley in particular. Could this affect that industry as well, seeing that a lot of our mobile phones and things are made in China?
It's possible. So far, tech trade has done fairly well, and the president does get to make exemptions, some of which may be on political grounds, but it's certainly possible that no one would want to injure the tech industry here. That doesn't account for retaliation. China could retaliate on some of the tech supplies that we import or hurt the sales of Apple in China. There's lots of ways to retaliate.